This is Morning Edition on KUAR 89.1. Arkansas's second medical marijuana dispensary opened on Sunday. The first opened Friday evening in Hot Springs and through the weekend had long lines of people waiting to buy the drug. With cannabis now available, doctors are expecting to see more patients wanting to be certified. KUAR's Michael Hiblin has that part of the story.
Dr. Brian Nickel of North Little Rock began practicing chronic pain management and anesthesia in 1995. He soon found through drug testing of patients that many were using marijuana.
Started asking my patients about the THC, and almost all of them said they received some improvement in their symptoms. So I've essentially been looking the other way a little bit over the last 20 years. It's really over the last 10, 15 years to where I've really started using as a medication in my patients as their access to black market cannabis unfortunately had improved, and I was more able to pick strains. I noticed that when you spend some time dialing in the cannabis with their other medications, as far as strain, route of administration, and with individuals' diagnosis is, you can turn, it helps a little bit of improvement into really marked improvements in their symptoms.
As Arkansas was working to implement the voter-approved program, Dr. Nickel began specializing in medical cannabis consultation. For $200, which is not covered by insurance, he talks with patients, performs an evaluation, and if the person has a qualifying condition, Nickel will sign a certification for the state health department to provide a medical marijuana registration ID card. A patient can then get the drug at a dispensary. But Dr. Nickel says that's when confusion can come in.
It's illegal for a doctor to actually issue a prescription. I give my patients more of a shopping list, shall we say.
That includes what kinds of marijuana to buy.
Different strains are entirely different. Most people will think of medical cannabis as a single entity. The weakest link in the chain is going from getting your medical cannabis card that entitles you to purchase medical marijuana in the state to actually using it appropriately. It's the education phase in the middle that is a little bit weak.
Dr. Nickel says there's a staggering amount of misinformation about medical marijuana, especially online. If a patient doesn't get information from their doctor, he says they're reliant on the expertise of people at dispensaries.
Some people actually are very experienced and know what they're doing. Vast majority of them, not so much. You know, they're pretty much salesmen at a store. Right now, if you don't get advice from your physician, you know, he writes your recommendation card, you're really relying on the salesman at the dispensary to give you the proper information. Do they have it or not? That's a good question.
Dr. Nickel says most of the patients he's seeing are over the age of 45 and believes many more will be coming.
I do expect more people to be looking for the recommendations. I think a lot of people have been waiting until the dispensaries were opening.
Michael Hiblin, KUAR News.